saw the Swiss chocolate maker Lindt has announced plans to gobble up Kansas City-based Russell Stover, the company behind all those Valentine's samplers. I know what you're thinking. I know what you're thinking. You know, that's all very fine. You're thinking about all this business news, but what does it mean for my chocolate? Well, Frank Morris of member station KCUR in Kansas City reports.
Mr. Russell Stover started his boxed candy business with money he made helping to invent the modern ice cream bar. He brought it to Kansas City in 1931, where the company still has dedicated stores and a faithful following.
Oh my gosh, I come here this is embarrassing. I come here every day.
Every day?
Every day.
Every Christmas, we would buy the 2-pound box, and we would see how long it would last, you know, how many days, usually done by December 26th, so.
Jen Bustamante and Melissa Rohatch are lifers. They show the kind of loyalty that John Cox, an analyst with Kelper Chevreux, says made Lindt sweet on Russell Stover and its $500 million in annual sales.
Lindt has obviously taken over or announced it will take over something of an American icon.
Russell Stover, which also makes Whitman's, is the third largest chocolate maker in the U.S. now. After the merger, Lindt will be. The exact terms of the deal aren't public, but analyst Jean-Philippe Berchi with Bank Vontobel says Lindt will spend something over $1 billion for customers it might otherwise spend years wooing.
It's all about taste. It's all about consumer preference. And when you grew up with a specific chocolate, you will always go back to your child's chocolate.
Berchi says the United States as a whole goes through more chocolate than any other country. But chocolatiers still see lots of headroom in the market because, per capita, French, Germans, and Britons eat much more. Lindt has grown substantially in the United States since buying Ghirardelli in 1998. And Berchi says that Russell Stover's 2,700 workers needn't worry about the efficiencies that often cost jobs.
Lindt has been in the past years always a growth company. They like investing in staff, they're investing in employees. So I don't think this is really a deal to cut costs and to lay off employees. On the contrary.
That's partly because Lindt and Russell Stover make fundamentally different products.
It's an interesting pairing. I would never have guessed it.
René Beaulieu is a third-generation chocolate maker in Kansas City. His family owns André's, a high-end Swiss-style place just a few blocks from Russell Stover's headquarters. He loves Lindt's premium chocolate and says Russell Stover's product is, you know, sweet.
One to almost be fast food and one to be fine dining. One is a total experience. It just leaves you wanting more. And one gives you your fix quick, but it doesn't really leave you wanting anything.
The merger is not going to leave Lindt wanting for production capacity or U.S. distribution. Russell Stover runs 4 factories and ships to more than 70,000 stores. Beaulieu says he hopes the influx of Swiss money and know-how will shake up the U.S. chocolate industry. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.